Okay, continuing on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, we're at the top. We've been discussing the machlokes that Chanan had. Now the Gemara is going to go in more depth than that. So like this, Rava Amar. Rava gives a different pshat. He wants to say Afila Teima Divrei Hakol. Really, we could say that our not only going like Chanan, but really everybody agrees with this statement. The Gabi Muru Hano the Yohiv Almanas Dolifro. The case is as follows. When a person took a netter, not to get any hanof from him, you're still allowed to pay back the loan, because the way the loan was set up was that he said, it's almanash solifra, meaning it's, the condition is you don't really have to pay me back. The guy says, look, here's $100, $200, whatever it is. And if you have the money, great. But if you don't have the money, don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. You don't really need to pay me back. So in such a case like that, when then the guy who is really also getting hanok goes ahead and repays the loan, then that's not a problem, because I'm not really repaying. You didn't really give anything, because he didn't have to pay it back in the first place. So now the Gemara goes back and wants to go, what's the source of this case of Chanan? Right? We said yesterday that it's a Mishnah at the end of Ksubas. So the case is like this. My Chanan, Ditznan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mi Shehalach, the Medina Hayom, the guy, he's married, he goes overseas, and since he left, his wife is now poor. He doesn't have any, no one's supporting her, no one's giving any food. V'amad Echad, nice guy, gets up, and Upirnes Asishto, he supplies her with food to eat. So now, what's the din? No one asked him to do this. This guy was doing it of his own goodwill, his own, good initiative. So now, can he go take the husband to Beis Din to get his money back? I spent $5,000 feeding your wife while you were gone. So what's the din? Chanan Omer Ibed Es Ma'osav. Chanan says, no, this guy, you're a nice guy. You took the initiative on your own. No one asked you to do this, so you lost your money. The husband tell you to do this, right? He has no chiv to compensate you for the money that you laid out. And the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, right? They argued on Chanan. For Omer, they said, Yishava kame hotzi v'yito, take a shavua, how much you spent on it, $5,000, and you can get the money back from the Beis Din. So, who do we follow? Do we follow Chanan? Do we follow the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim? So, Omer Rebbe Dosa ben Harkanas, kidivrehim. He holds like the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim. Omer Rebbe Yochanan ben Zaka, yof Omer Chanan. Chanan says very well. He niach ma'osav al keren hatzvi. He put his money on the horns of a deer. I mean, this is a risky business venture. There's no guaranteed returns on that. So who do we follow, actually, in this machlokis? So the Rambam, in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yates, we pass in like Chanan. Says the Rambam, Halach ba'lo lovsav achlo kishiyav chayav lishalem. So the husband goes away, he borrows, and he feeds her. When he comes back, he has to pay back. Amud Echa Midas Atzmo. One guy of his own initiative does this. Vizana Mishalon, and he feeds her, gives him mizonos from his own initiative. Im Yova Habal Ein Chay L'Shalim Lo. If when the husband comes back, he's not required to pay this guy. He's lost his money. He never commanded him or instructed him to do this. And she didn't borrow it from him. This guy did it. Meaning, if she would go ahead and ask for, that's a different story. But this guy, no guaranteed return over here. Okay, so now in this machlokis over here, so again, Rava wanted to say that really it's going according to everybody. The case of our visuals where the guy, why you can pay back is when it was a loan that never really needed to be repaid in the first case, right? And then Hoshaya said that no, it's going like Chanan. So Rava lo amar kirav Hoshaya, why not? Dekomokim lo lemasnisin kidivre hakol. Because Rava didn't want to say like Chanan, because he would rather, make it going according to everybody. If you have a choice whether to make it all going to one time or going to everybody, he wanted to get everybody in. Rav Hoshea lo amar kirava. So why did Rav Hoshea say pshat like Rava, that really was going like everybody, and the case was where it's a loan that didn't really need to be paid back? Gezeira shalipara mishum lipara. It's a gezeira. If you're going to say that there's like a din d'rabbanan, right, then you don't get it back. So no, we're concerned about this, because you might come to not pay back this one, so then you would come to be mistaken and pay back a loan where you would have to repay. So he preferred to say it's going like the Shita of Chanan. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, Machzir lo es avedoso. So you're allowed to do Hashavas Aveda. So the question is, how do we set this case up? Who exactly took a neder hana from who? So Pligi bo Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. It's a machloikis between the two of them. Chadam, one of them says, Lo shon ele bish nichse machzir asurin abal aveda. The case is where the one who's returning the lost item is osir to the owner of the lost item, right? Because when he's returning it back to him, he's just giving him something that really belonged to him. He's not giving anything new. So by doing Hashavas Aveda, that really doesn't, violate the neder in any way. Aval, but nichse bal aveda asur al machazir. In the opposite case, where the property is of the owner who lost it is going to be also on the one who's returning it. In this case, loka mahadale. He's not allowed to return it because now you're getting a benefit from him, right? To kamahanile pruta Rabbi Yosef. What is the benefit he's getting? So this is the famous case that Shastri talk about, the pruta Rabbi Yosef. So a little bit of a background behind what this concept is. We know there are different shomrim, right? And the more you are paid to watch an item, the more responsibilities you have. If you're doing it for free, so the less responsibilities you have. What's the status of a person who is a Shomer Aveda? If you are watching a lost object, so this, it's more in Kones, the sixth parak in Baba Kama, it's a machlokis. How do we view this? The shita of Rav Yosef is that the person who's watching, guarding, protecting this lost object until the owner can come back has the status of a shomer socher, And Rabbah says no. For if you're watching this object, you're a shomer chinam, right? It's a you're like a person who's not being paid. You're just watching it for free. Now, add to this the concept of osik mitzvah patim in a mitzvah, that when you are doing one mitzvah, then you're exempt from doing another mitzvah at that same time. So according to this, let's say I'm like Rav Yosef. I follow the sheet of Rav Yosef, and I'm watching somebody's lost object. They lost their talis, and it's sitting in my garage, waiting for someone to come find it. And in the meantime, somebody comes to me and asks me to pay them. So that Ani says, look, can you give me a coin? I say, I'm sorry, I'd like to help you out right now, but I'm osik in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So therefore, I now don't have to pay you that coin. That's the whole statement of here. It says, what's the pruta derbiosi, that coin that a person doesn't have to give to the ani while he's, since he's watching it. So therefore, just in our Gemara, the guy who's returning lost objects is going to get the hana, the benefit from that, then he's not allowed to, because you can't get any benefit from the owner of the one who lost the item. Okay, so that's one sheet of Vechadomer, and the other one, again, we're not sure who is who says this, but one of them was Rav Ami, Rabbi Yosef, says, no, afilu nechse ba'al haveda asurin al machzir, even in a case where it's the owner of the lost item is also to the one who's returning it, nevertheless, mahadale, he's still allowed to return it. What about this whole thing that he's now going to save, doesn't have to give to him? He says, no, Mashum Prutid Rav Yosef, this whole din of Rav Yosef, lo shchiach. That's not a common thing. It's so uncommon. Pumped right now when you're watching the thing, that's when the Ani's going to come and ask you for it. So therefore, that's not really considered to be it. Wait, the Ron speaks this out in the bottom. It's the very bottom line on the Amud. Prutid Rav Yosef lo shchiach. And the bottom line says, Keva and lo shchiach, since this case is not common, lo havi bichlal isur hana. That's not considered to be contained within the prohibition of getting hana from the person. So that's the machlokis between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, as to whether or not do we hold this patur, this din of Rabbi Yosef is enough to be included within the isur hana or not.